Subcommittees of a task force appointed by Governor Doyle have come up with four areas for improving energy efficiency and use of renewables. One proposal is to boost the amount of statewide power from renewable energy to 10% by the year 2015. The current target is about 2%. Each utility would have to increase renewables at least 6%. The power companies would have to make annual reports to the Public Service Commission and could be granted delays for good cause. Task Force Chairperson Lee Cullen says wind power seems especially ripe for growth.
I think most people appreciate that Wisconsin has a pretty good wind resource, that there's access to some wind resources to the west of us in Minnesota and Iowa. The price of wind has certainly been falling with improved technology. There are more and more wind farms in Wisconsin, which is a good thing.
Not everyone wants a wind farm in their community, though, and some are hoping Congress will continue to block renewal of a tax credit for wind power. Cullen says the task force will also vote on a recommendation that state agencies get 20% of their power from renewables by 2010. On other key issues, Cullen says there's a plan to discourage the governor and legislators from again transferring money from the public benefits fund that collects cash from utility ratepayers.
Funding security is essential. In other words, if we're going to collect money from ratepayers for energy efficiency, we need to find a way to make sure that those funds are spent for energy efficiency.
Cullen says his group will also consider the setting of specific energy and demand targets for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. There are also what Cullen calls sleeper issues, a possible improvement of state energy codes for new and existing buildings, and a requirement for state agencies to purchase energy-efficient products like computers. Task force recommendations would need legislative approval next year. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.